2026 is the National Year of Reading, and at RNIB there are all sorts of opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to enjoy their books, whether it's for leisure or for education. Now, there is a Summer Reading Challenge. Tom Norton is here to tell us more about that. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
That's okay. Thanks for having me, Alan.
So it's a big, big year for reading. And, you know, as I said at RNIB, we have a vast library of books on, well, a vast amount of subjects.
RNIB started out as a reading provision service for alternative formats for those with vision impairment. And it's just kind of grown and developed from there. I work for the Education and Children's Service, and the two main parts of that that I interact with are actually RNIB Library, which is widely available for everyone for home use, and you can download thousands of books on there for anyone, any age range, audiobooks and braille versions as well. And then there's also RNIB Bookshare, which is much more focused on education, but it's got lots of reading titles, which can be used for the Summer Reading Challenge, as well as education-based texts on there too. That's over 1.3 million resources.
That's a huge figure, Tom.
Yeah, it's massive.
Literature, reading, writing, those are the kind of building blocks. And if they can be in accessible formats for blind and partially sighted people, so much the better. But, you know, we have this National Year of Reading. Probably it's a bit of an obvious question, Tom, but why do we need this year and who organises it?
This year, the National Year of Reading was organised by the Department for Education in response to the lowest levels of reading for leisure being recorded in children and young people in a long, long time. And reading is one of those things that is so vital for every part of life that we really want to engage it in whatever way children and young people are happy to engage with it and they want to engage with it, giving them the biggest life chances, both in terms of enjoyment and imagination. So having fun, discovering doors to new worlds in one type of reading. In terms of connection, well-being and understanding, if you share a book together, a lot of books are available in multiple formats, so you can share that reading. Actually, it builds a connection and well-being between, say, a parent and a child or two friends if you read the same book. You can ask each other questions and get different understandings of things based on what you're talking about, what your perceptions are, as well as what theirs are. And then also it really helps in terms of education, employment, and general life skills. So understanding a doctor's note and what's being sent to you there, the results, being able to access materials in the classroom so you can learn, you can pass the tests, which then leads to employment. So reading is really essential. RNIB is working with a few different partners on this. So the DfE is funding it. National Literacy Trust is the lead partner and the core delivery partner, and they work a lot in the education side of things. But the people we're working with for the Summer Reading Challenge is the Reading Agency. They focus on libraries and public reading. So this is really quite pertinent over the summer holidays when libraries provide lots of free activities and lots of free books for children to read over the summer.
It's quite worrying, Tom, when you said the figures for children reading books has plummeted so much. And as you say, you know, not just for learning, just imagination, fun, relaxation, escapism. I suppose it's vital to have something like the Summer Challenge when kids are looking for something else to do. You know, you maybe don't want them in front of consoles or things like that. And sometimes just getting a good book can help spark their imagination. So what is there in the Summer Reading Challenge to encourage kids to pick up a book?
It encourages children across the UK to keep up their reading using local or online libraries. And so from the 20th of June to the 30th of September, making sure it encompasses UK-wide school holidays, children aged 4 to 11, unlock badges by reading books, and they'll get a certificate at the end of September as well. RNIB provides accessible certificates, and we also work with the Reading Agency to design some inclusive activities that local libraries taking part in the Summer Reading Challenge, they can do those activities, really get kids not just reading the books, actually living them out, role-playing some of the characters. For example, this year it's music and Read to the Beat. We've put together some music-themed activities.
Sounds as if this would be great for adults as well as kids, Tom, to be honest. There's some
absolutely
great stuff in here.
Absolutely. And actually, so if an adult has a vision impairment, if the parent has a vision impairment, and the child is fully sighted, these resources are going to be just as useful. It's inclusive, which means everyone can take part. The Summer Reading Challenge work is actually part of a wider piece of work that RNIB is doing across the National Year of Reading. Everything ties in together. And we're working with the Reading Agency to upskill libraries and really make sure that your local library is accessible to you. So if you have any thoughts when you visit your local library and you can't find that thing you want, or there's something that you really want to shout out about, just get in touch with us. Let us know what you think of your local library, because we feed directly into them through the Reading Agency and the Summer Reading Challenge.
I suppose libraries as well, Tom, it's not just books. Sometimes a library is a kind of hub for the community as well. You know, lots more goes on in libraries, you know, and going for books could open up so many more doors as well.
Exactly. So, I mean, with libraries for children in the early years, they often have sensory story times. For adults, they might have different reading clubs or host other community clubs within the library itself. And some libraries even will have volunteers or have services within them that will help you out with day-to-day admin bits and pieces, things like applying for benefits, some of the local council services. So libraries are a fantastic place to be.
What's your favourite reads yourself? You've got a favourite author, a favourite kind of style, genre?
Oh, my favourite book. So The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. The book reminds me that no matter how much I think I understand, I don't understand everything. So I need to keep exploring new worlds. I need to keep asking new questions and just experiencing life as it comes. It's a really good book for children and for adults. And every time you read it, you read something new.
I think my favourite, I have to look back at Treasure Island. You know, you mentioned escapism earlier, and pirates and treasure and galleons and ships and everything. It just, it has it all. It was such a fun read.
That actually created or helped to create the kind of mythology behind the pirate and what we now think of as pirates. It's a fantastic book.
So there you go, Tom. A whole lot that people can find out about. And if they'd like to learn more about the services from RNIB or about the Summer Reading Challenge itself, what's the best way for them to do that?
So best way for services from RNIB is by going to www.rnib.org.uk/education. And going to the children's reading section on there. Got all kinds of different ways of getting involved with reading, whether it's getting your reading set up right or going for the Summer Reading Challenge and looking at details on there. Where it's Read to the Beat, Summer Reading Challenge this year involves music. If you've got any questions about music as well, there's www.rnib.org.uk/music. And if you just want to go straight for the Summer Reading Challenge itself, it's summerreadingchallenge.org.uk.
Fantastic. Lots there for people of all ages, Tom. And thanks for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Perfect. Thank you, Alan. Thanks for having me.